Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome back, sports fans, to another episode of the Charity Stripe Podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network, the number one sports podcast network in Los Angeles. For those listening at home, on the road, in the air, or in the water, do you believe? We have a great show for you guys today. Toss and I are here. We're going to talk some sports. So buckle up, tuck it into your waistband, because here we go. 3, 2, 1. We're back.
We sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice.
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
High fly ball into right field. She is gone!
Play clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Rebound box. Back out to Allen. History final. Bang! Tie game.
Gives it to Jenkins for the championship.
He's going for the corner. He's got it.
Bases loaded. Two out.
We're back, baby. It's the Charity Stripe. Hit your free throws, because they're free. Sode 311 coming hot at you guys, and Sode 310. And I'm joined on this one by Alex Toss Me the Rock Tassopoulos. And we are here to talk sports, as we said in the introduction. But before we can do that, Toss, who are we brought to you by?
We are brought to you by betonline.ag, the number one sports book, online sports book, that is, in the world. You know, betonline.ag has a ton of different player props, NBA stuff going on right now. You can always put, you know, some bucks down on Luka Doncic to score 29.5 points every single game, or any other player to match their points per game. You can also put money down on a parlay. You could bet on the Celtics and the Mavs to win by whatever the point spread is, and also the over or under. There's tons of different sports
bevy of
bets.
Options.
Bevy of options. There's always the online casino. So go to betonline.ag and sign up today, because you'll get a free sign-up bonus. So take advantage of that.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, have you been doing that bet for Luka every game?
No.
Is that what it's at generally?
Yeah. Well, it's normally their points per game, half a point ahead of their points per game is normally what they do for player props.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it just depends on, I mean, you've got guys, you know, like Nikola Jokic, who over the last 2 weeks was averaging like 35 points per game or something like that, in which case his, you know, his standard points per game is probably like 26 or something, and you should take that bet over the 2 weeks that he's on a hot streak like that. So that's just one way to look at it. Or I like playing around with some of the more, you know, the lesser players who, given matchups, might have the opportunity to go over their points per game, you know, say a guy like Grant Williams is getting extra minutes in the lineup or something like that. And points per game is, you know, the line for him is like 6.5 points. And you know that he's going to get 30 minutes. Maybe I'll take that bet. Just depends on the guy.
Yeah, fair. Very fair. Well, speaking of the Mavs and some of the basketball teams, we'll kick it off. I'll throw you some questions, probably 3 a pop, and hear your thoughts on them. Okay. The Western Conference is very difficult nowadays, that we know. The Warriors are 19-16. That's the 8th seed. If they were in the Eastern Conference,
be the 5th seed?
They'd be the 4th seed.
4th seed.
Which is held by the Knicks.
Who are 18-17.
18-17.
One game above 500.
Your Mavs would be in the playoffs in the Eastern Conference, which I'm sure is always a little frustrating for that, like, 9th seed in the Western Conference that would probably always be in the playoffs in the East, at least in, like, the last 10 years. The Blazers sit at number 6. The Nuggets are behind them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm anticipating a Nuggets jump.
The Blazers have lost 4 in a row.
The Blazers could jump the Spurs. Well, the injuries are catching up to the Blazers. If the Blazers don't make it out of the first round again,
mm-hmm.
will this have been the last season we see Damian Lillard as a Blazer?
I don't think so. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he likes the narrative of being the guy in Portland. I think he likes the narrative of being like the unsung hero in the NBA. And I think he believes in his talent, as he should. And with, you know, the proper pairing of CJ McCollum next to him, when he's healthy, I mean, it's an unbelievable duo. And CJ was on a tear before he got hurt.
He was on track to potentially be an all-star, honestly. It was the best. It was some of the best basketball we've seen him play.
Well, Devin Booker just got the nod because Anthony Davis is not participating, and he was selected by the commissioner. Adam Silver picks the injury replacements. That was going to be one of my questions is, do you think that either of the replacements that were picked, Devin Booker in the Western Conference and Domantas Sabonis in the Eastern Conference to replace Kevin Durant, should have gone to other guys? Worth noting that Jimmy Butler was supposed to be the pick, but he declined because he said if Bam Adebayo isn't going to be an all-star, then he's not going to be an all-star.
It was supposed – wild. I don't think it should have been Butler or Sabonis. I think it should have probably been Trae Young, who's been excellent this year.
Yeah, I would – I think it should have been Bam, honestly.
Or Bam. Bam over Jimmy. That's who Silver was going to pick? I feel like he's barely even played.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
comparatively.
The Heat are 17-17. They started slow, but they are on a tear of late. They've won 6 in a row.
Yeah, Jimmy's excellent.
They're really hot. Jimmy is the best player on that team, but Bam has been the best player for them this season just because he's played the most amount of games, and he's playing better than he was last year. So
10 more games. I mean, that's what I'd say to you all the time, though. Like, there's so – and you like it because there is – I think it's just frugal. I mean, you like it because there is a selectiveness to the All-Star game, as there should be, but it is a little frugal. Like, we're sitting here and, like, Bam is not an All-Star.
Yeah.
Trae Young is not an All-Star. It's, like, getting ridiculous.
Well, Silver mentioned that an expansion is coming.
It's a necessity at this point. I mean, the Booker situation seems fitting to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't realistically – I mean, B.I., Fox had chances. Who do you think could have been instead of – Booker, anybody?
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna give Booker the nod ahead of Jamal Murray.
Yeah,
you're gonna give him no one else on the Blazers, obviously. No one else on the Mavs, obviously.
Conley, DeRozan.
Conley potentially. DeRozan's had a really good year, but Booker's been better than both of them.
He's also
BI, like you said. Che would be the only other guy that's really, really close.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the Booker narrative. To me, he's so well-liked amongst not even just his peers, but the vets.
Yeah, he's very well-respected.
The legends love him, too. I don't even think he was the biggest snub. I think Sabonis and Young could conceivably be bigger snubs. It would have been nice to see Mike Conley get in there. I think this is the best chance Tobias Harris was ever going to have. Chris Middleton, he's just like not marketable like these other players are, so he won't get that shake necessarily.
Yeah.
But he, for all intents and purposes, he probably deserves to be an all-star as well. But Sabonis has been excellent. He's great for the international market. He's a good face for the Pacers. Pacers, by the way, I don't want to say it yet, but the McMillan firing, little suspect.
Well, he's going to be a head coach here pretty soon.
He's good.
Yeah, he's going to take over the Hawks job.
I mean, yeah, for sure. That guy's a sitting duck. Our buddy Miles, who's a Hawks fan, always says it anyway. I mean, the Hawks have wild issues. I mean, a good coach, for the longest time, people have always said coaching is like kind of, you know, doesn't matter in the NBA necessarily. But if you look at the New York Knicks, it really does, because that roster comparatively to, let's say, the Hawks roster or let's say the Pelicans roster on paper, before the season, we thought the Knicks were going to be a bottom five team. They're the fourth team in the East right now.
Yeah.
I mean, a good head coach.
I mean, they finally have an identity. And it's to play really, really good defense, as is the same identity that every Tom Thibodeau team has. But these guys, they're young guys, and they presented with a decision, and they all bought in. And yeah, clearly it was the right move, because they're a playoff team. Mm-hmm. They're the number four, like, as you said, they're the number four team in the East. And, I mean, it takes guys taking the step forward, right, with a guy like Julius, who's playing tremendous basketball this year. And then it takes hitting on your draft picks, like we always talk about, with Quickly being, you know, top five rookie.
I mean, their picks have sucked.
Yeah.
Sucked. Neil Kina.
Neil Kina's finally playing good basketball.
Well, now he doesn't have to, like,
I mean, what is Quickly. This, his fourth year in the league, though? He actually had a take time. He had a really, really nice steal at the end of the game last night.
Good defensive player.
To win the... Yeah, he's long.
He fits like what they're doing now. Yeah. I mean, the Knox people. I mean, Knox. Nah. I shouldn't say their picks stink. Their picks have just been slow to start. And to go with our boy Draymond, maybe it was an organization issue where they couldn't develop these guys.
Yeah,
I think you could look
that
to,
happens.
You could look to the Phoenix Suns, who kind of got lucky with Booker and obviously CP3 joining and landing Ayton, who at the time was a quote unquote no brainer, the number one pick, but clearly now it's a brainer. They blew it with Bender, Marcus Chris, Josh Jackson. Like, Bender and Chris really haven't amounted to anything, but Josh Jackson in his third home is like kind of been a great sixth man low key for the Pistons.
Yeah, for the keyword for the Pistons, but.
Well, someone has to score, and
it's
him.
The Pistons, we thought we were going to be in the bottom four, and they're unhappy. Terrible.
They're horrible.
The garbage.
Do you think now, I guess we'll kind of...
Still better than the Timberwolves, though, which is hilarious.
That franchise is the worst in sports.
No, but you're right, though, that it really matters where these guys are going to a point. To a certain degree, it does, right? And then there are guys that are anomalies where no matter where they go, they're going to be who they are, and they're going to be great. Like a guy like Devin Booker, who if you look into kind of the way he was raised by his father and the amount of just hard work he had put in at a really, really early age, it's no surprise that he has continued to get better every single year and came in and was just a bona fide killer on the court.
Yeah, people are whiffing in the early lottery here and there.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards came out and was like, I want every other rookie. This was cool to hear. He gets criticized a lot just because of the way he conducts himself in interviews, because he like is kind of jokey. Let's not forget that he's like 19.
People have kind of have him come across. I think he's funny. He's good.
He is funny.
Good for Minnesota.
Yeah, no, but I think he was like, I want to see everyone in this rookie class perform well because everyone's talking shit about our class. And should they be? Maybe. Everyone's always going to look at the incoming rookies with a critical lens, but there's been... I feel like there's a lot of praise that's been put on this class. A lot of people are really impressed, obviously, with LaMelo Ball.
I feel like we were kind of like the class more than others.
We thought that there was a good amount of depth, not a great amount of premier talent, which I think outside of LaMelo, who
is premier.
I said from the beginning
you
would
were
be
on
the,
that from the jump,
would
sure.
be if anyone was to kind of, you know,
he has
rise to that type of stock, it's him.
That team can make the playoffs, and I thought they were going to be horrible. Thought they were going to be horrible.
They've got a lot of competent players on their team. I mean, I don't think that Borrego's like
two.
Borrego's like an incredible coach, but like I think they just have a lot of guys that like playing together.
Washington dropped 42 tonight.
Yeah. What? And Gordon Hayward's playing the best basketball he has since he was on Utah.
Scary Terry's playing the best basketball he has in years.
Yeah,
since he left.
He makes that contract almost look worth it, and the only one that's kind of
yeah.
Malik Monk and Devontae Graham, it's kind of like we don't even care anymore.
But Monk has been like solid off the bench. Monk's been the best he's been as well. And like not saying
unlimited minutes too.
Yeah, he's been kind of solid.
Bismack Biyombo is actually playing well. LaMelo unlocked Bismack Biyombo.
Do you look at some of these, you know, like I look
But
at,
I like this rookie. Point being, I like this rookie class.
A lot. Halliburton's been good.
Yep.
Sadiq Bey.
And Anthony Edwards has been
good.
Good. Yeah.
Wiseman, when he's played, has been good. Patrick Williams. Not PJ Washington. Patrick Williams. I like him.
Pritchard has been good for you guys.
Yeah, we haven't Avdija, Okoro. Like
these guys are on bad teams.
Yeah,
mostly.
It's a lot. I mean, the Cavs
and they're not changing outside of LaMelo. They're not changing the trajectory of these teams. No. Which I guess if you want to look at it in that way and compared to the past 20 years of drafts, like that's what makes a good draft. That's what makes a bad draft is guys that are perennial superstars, perennial all stars, and you don't have a lot of that. But you've got a lot of guys that are playing and playing good minutes. I mean, let's see what Okongwu does for this Hawks team. Maybe he can kind of help turn things around. I doubt it. But
I don't understand. Again, though, like no shot on Okongwu.
And Jalen Smith. It's like, what are those picks?
Exactly. Everyone was like, oh, Okongwu is the most potential in this class. Everyone was saying that about Bamba. People were saying that about Bamba is like the most potential. Cool. The Hawks are kind of like ready to compete now.
The Suns definitely are. You don't bring Chris Paul to your organization if you're not ready to compete. He has limited time left in the NBA.
You hate the Jalen Smith pick. Yeah, that was a reach and a half. He's not even in the league.
I mean,
he's not even in the league.
I'm biased. I'm always anti our boys, Maryland guys.
I gave him the Draymond thing today. Were you there?
I was there.
Yeah, yeah. He hated it, and I loved it.
I think he thought it was funny. He appreciated it.
I mean,
no, but it's like, what are you? You're clearly ready to compete. You have this roster that's ready to go, and now you've just added another guy who adds basically no value to your
None.
Team.
None. Like,
is he even playing? Is he even on their roster right now?
No. Who? Jalen Smith? He's played 9 games. He's played the second least amount of the lotteries next to Killian Hayes, who's hurt.
Who got hurt, yeah.
You could have taken... I mean, they already have wings. They have so many wings. They've done this. They vamped out on wings.
Why did neither of them take Halliburton? It's a really good question.
Or Cole Anthony. What was wrong with him? I mean, people...
Well, everyone's...
Everyone was hating on Cole Anthony.
But, like, why? But like, we why? Said it at the beginning. How many times did I say he's going to be a good pro?
He was good in UNC. He was good.
Basically the top... What was he? The top five? He was top five in the nation in high school, senior in high school.
He just got hurt at UNC and kind of got glossed over.
Yeah, but he's a bucket.
You know who's, like, kind of solid? That Desmond Bane kid.
He's in Memphis?
Memphis, yeah. He's dropping 10 a game.
10? Yeah, I mean, maybe that's a place where you've got a good head coach. You've got your star. Everything has basically been put into position. You know what you are, and it makes roles a lot easier to define. And so a guy like Desmond Bane can come in and be assimilated into the NBA in a smooth way.
I mean, he's starting.
Yeah.
He jumped 15 tonight with 7 boards. Guess what he's shooting?
He's like a good he's a good 3-and-D guy. He's an athletic 6'5 guard.
Good.
43%?
45.
Yeah.
He is 45 from 3 right now.
I mean he fell, but everyone's looking at him as they were like he's 3-and-D guy.
We traded that pick. That was us. We traded that pick. He is a
look,
he
you
is
don't
a,
you can't write out
he has a problem.
Neesmith.
I'm not writing out Neesmith, but he But Neesmith, and I like Neesmith,
well,
but
forget,
I did not like Neesmith as much as I like Sadiq Bey.
Neesmith's minutes should be... Neesmith has played. He's played a little bit. Not as much as Pritchard, obviously, because Pritchard is in the rotation.
Well, that Pritchard was thrown into the rotation because we didn't have Kemba.
Sure, but Pritchard's better than Carson Edwards.
Yeah, Neesmith didn't play tonight, though. I mean, like, Neesmith is...
But my point is, like, whatever minutes that Neesmith's getting this year should be Romeo Langford's minutes.
Oh,
he should be playing.
That's
a huge miss.
I'm saying it's a miss.
Yeah,
it's a massive miss. Grant Williams is like underwhelmed drastically. Time Lord needs to kind of figure it out a little bit, but he's getting there, I guess.
You guys are gonna have to trade him. It looks like.
Oh, we have no. We need if we want to compete in the East.
Time Lord is Robert Williams for anyone who doesn't know.
If we want to compete in the East, we need Vooch. That's it.
Yeah,
we can't get Drummond. We need Vooch. We don't need more defense. We need a guy who can just score at will from the inside. Kemba's kind of finally come to. But then again, I kind of like Tice has been good. But imagine
you just
Tice
need,
off the bench.
You just need bodies, though.
I mean, know. But if we get
Tice is going to foul out every big game.
Every big game. If we need Tice, if we had Tice and Smart off the bench with Vooch in the starting lineup.
Yeah, I mean, Vucevic is a huge, it's a huge game changer for you guys. If you guys can pull the trigger on it. time is just kind of wasting away here. I mean, I figured that any big move is going to happen after the All-Star break. It's next weekend, so, you know, that's not too much time away. But I just feel like we're all talking about trades in the NBA. People are kind of just twiddling their thumbs, though. These GMs making calls.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. One of my questions is going to be, the big teams are like, what do you think the Wizards and the Bulls do? I think both of them are going to stay pat.
Not move Beal. Not move LaVine.
The Wizards have been good lately.
Yeah, I mean,
they played us to the brink.
I think the Bulls should move Markkanen, but yeah.
Can they? Like, for what, though?
Here's the thing. You guys, I haven't even heard a trade rumor out of Boston yet.
What?
Not like a legit one.
We're in on Drummond, and
Are you really looking at Vooch?
Yeah, we're in on Drummond. We're one of the five teams in on Drummond.
Drummond, obviously.
But what real trade rumors have you heard? Everything
I don't know,
nonsense.
But I heard today that the Nets are they're actively shopping Spencer Dinwiddie, a guy who is hurt. I mean, you're talking about a team who's ready to win right now, and they're ready to make the moves. They understand that Spencer Dinwiddie becomes an unrestricted free agent. He has no value to this team, especially if he doesn't feel like, look, he's just getting minutes taken away from him by this roster. Because now you have James Harden and you have Kyrie. And it's like, how much can this guy really, really play?
What are they going to rip him for, though? What do they have to get?
Anything. Anything. Anything is valuable for a player who's not playing on a roster that, when all three of their stars are playing, looks like they're a legit threat to win the NBA Finals.
Can they trade with some money in tow for Horford?
Sure.
This seems like a Presti thing through and through.
Yeah.
Take Dinwiddie, let him ride out, and get some pick in 2050.
For Horford? Yeah, I mean, I think that Horford doesn't take away from the Nets. I think he helps. I think, you know, obviously he's a big who can shoot.
Helps. Yeah,
he's not a tremendous rebounder, which, like, obviously that's where they need help. Defensively, he's pretty good.
Not what he used to be, but
he can guard fives and he can guard fours.
But he doesn't. An important thing for the Nets, on offense at least, I think, does he command touches? Absolutely not.
Right.
Does he hurt the flow of the game? No. And if anything, from that position, he enhances it.
Yeah, he doesn't have the ability that DeAndre Jordan has where he can rim run with James Harden in the pick and roll. He basically becomes a floor spacer.
But you have both of them now.
Sure, you're probably not going to play them together, though.
No, but you'll interchange them.
Yeah, yeah. I just mean when he's on the court and James Harden's on the court, James Harden's game has to change. Well, I mean, you change your game to James Harden's. But basically, Al Horford becomes Chris Bosh on the Heat, and he just sits in the corner and shoots threes.
Yeah. Yeah, or K-Love and the Cavs.
Yeah.
Type thing. Yeah, I mean, the Bulls are another team, too. Like, Markkanen, Hurt, Wendell, he's been in and out.
Mm.
It's just, you know, the Otto Porter thing didn't work out. It's just unfortunate. I mean, Kobe White he's hot and cold. He's a six man. You have LaVine, who's an all-star. You're kind of in the thick of things. I think they still need to trade. He's just not in the window.
They need to trade who? They need to trade LaVine?
I think they do. I still think they do.
I mean, it's the most value he could possibly have is right now.
He's highest peak value. Dude, anybody wants him.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like he feels like he can be a cornerstone for this franchise, but like with what, right?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like you're now they're entering a very dangerous phase of late lottery. They had the fourth pick. I don't think that's going to happen again.
It's tough because it's such a big city. It's such a historic franchise, and they've been bad for the last five. You know, that last time they made the playoffs was 2017 with that Rondo, old D Wade team. That how did they make the playoffs? Yeah, it's a good question. They had Jimmy.
Yeah, I think they. I mean,
but that city demands a lot from them.
If D Rose doesn't get hurt, I mean, it's a different story. They may have had that championship,
but now they haven't. Right, since Jerry Krause did what he did.
can LaVine to Boston happen, or am I crazy? It has to be like some Kemba has to be involved in the deal. I don't know. And like, I would give whatever.
Fine, do it.
Kemba, Naismith, Langford, more picks.
I just feel like you guys won't go for that though.
I don't know why he's doing. Yeah, Danny is under fire.
Yeah,
Brad,
he definitely is. I mean, he's definitely a fit guy, right? And LaVine does not, from just outside looking in, look like a good fit.
Well, guess who else is not a good fit? Tristan Thompson, Javonta Green, and Ojale playing 25 minutes. They played 25 minutes plus.
Who else can you play?
Exactly. That's why he's under fire. He misconstructed the roster.
I don't know why you guys aren't. I feel like there's all these competent players. I mean, the G League just started, right? Yeah. Jeremy Lin is like tearing it up in the G League.
Jeremy Lin?
Yeah. Why is he not on a roster?
I don't know. Is it different? The game still is different. I feel. I don't know.
Nico Mannion dropped like 27 and 8 and 3 the other day.
If he had gone to a different college, not only would he be in the NBA, he would have been a top 20 pick.
Yeah, he was mocked top 15 for the longest time.
The lack of.
You hate Sean Miller.
I hate. And the Pac 12. Yeah. I hate Sean Miller in the Pac 12. And do I. Am I wrong?
I mean, I don't think you're wrong. No. He sucks.
Both of them suck. The Pac 12 sucks.
Yeah, I mean, Oregon's overhyped.
I get more TV time than Pac 12.
I really like Mannion, though, there in Golden State.
Oh, it's the best place to play in the world. In the world. And it really is.
He's a good basketball player.
Great organization. Elite head coach, a superstar who can do no wrong and does no wrong. Draymond Green, say what I will and say what anyone will, he's awesome for a young player. Like when I love watching him talk to Wiseman. He had 19 assists last night, two nights ago.
Yeah.
He's a great team basketball player. And you'll get Clay back, and if anyone's worried about Clay's injury, it doesn't matter because that's not Clay's game.
Sure.
You want someone to sit there and shoot threes?
He's big sneaky when it comes to athleticism.
He is big sneaky.
Prior to both injuries, I mean, he's low key like he was.
He's a dope athlete.
Low key, really athletic.
But if there is a guy that has to kind of just chill there and take a three,
sure, he can be Ray and for the next 8 years, just spot up and run off screens and shoot threes.
Yeah, let him be Jesus for sure. I'm
Jesus
down.
Shuttlesworth.
I'm down for that.
But yeah, I think. The All-Stars, I'm cool with it.
I don't mind.
I'm cool with those picks.
I don't. Again, there's just not enough guys.
Yeah,
that's the thing. It's like it's A and B. When it's tomato tomato with Sabonis and Young, it's like okay, all of them are good.
Well, here's my thing: is how many guys can you have on an active NBA roster?
15.
So why are there not 15 All-Stars?
Exactly. And that takes care of the problem. You get it would have been Jimmy.
Three reserves that can be whatever. They can be like a lower tier all-star if you want to get down to brass tacks. Like the last three guys in.
Don't play necessarily. Just they're
sure,
there.
Sure, they're there. But I think it makes sense, right? There's nothing illogical about adding three more guys.
Nothing. It makes perfect sense.
And then who is it in? Okay, so we – and if they're injured, they're still an all-star.
Dude, in the MLB – every team has to be represented. You can't do that in basketball.
I don't like that though.
I don't like it, but like that's how far they're willing to go to make it like an inclusive thing.
No, but I think it's fine. Like in the Western Conference, Devin Booker is in, right? You move Anthony Davis to the reserve spot because he's hurt.
The Western Conference.
The 13, 14, 15, and then you add Mike Conley and you add who gets to be a first time All-Star, and then you add Shea Gilley or you add De'Aaron Fox, whichever the two of them you want to add, maybe even Christian Wood, but probably not. And then you call it a day. And there's your Western Conference. In the Eastern Conference, you add Sabonis, you add Bam, and you add Trae Young. Boom. 15 on each side.
Which is crazy because the Eastern Conference is considerably worse, yet there's better players. We're like more deserving all-stars in the East. Not maybe at the, maybe even at the top.
Yeah.
Like the East.
I also think that, you know, you've got the Heat that are 17 and 17. 500. You've got the Raptors who are 17 and 17, 500, who both started really, really slow.
Yeah, poorly.
And now are in the playoff hunt, obviously, two teams that went really deep in the playoffs last year.
We're wildly disappointing.
So we just had some, you know, a little bit of a hangover for the Heat, and they just didn't have Jimmy at the beginning. The Raptors, you know, this is a new team without Marky G, without Serge. They got to figure things out, let Fred VanVleet kind of take that step up.
Yeah, they're kind of small.
They are, but they've always been small. But I'm just saying, like, those teams will be in the playoffs at the end of it. I expect their records to shake out on the positive side of 500, not on the negative side.
Who do you think of the Wizards, Bulls, and Knicks are going to make the playoffs, if any of the three?
The Wizards, the Bulls, and the Knicks.
And the Hornets, I'll even throw them in there.
I don't see how the Knicks aren't going to... They're going to have to fall off, like, bad. I mean, and they're not just, like, taking
it's
one game...
It's pretty close.
Yeah, it is pretty close. The Wizards are 13 and 19. They went on a tear, though.
They're good, though. Like
they can get streaky hot. But the Knicks have won three games in a row. This is not a Knicks team that's just winning a game, losing a game, winning a game, losing a game. They can get on a little bit of a run here. The Pacers, I just think, have too many ailments, like none that are going to turn around.
Detrimental,
right? It's really bad. It's really bad. And if they lose one of their other guys, they're in real trouble.
Yeah. What do you think? Who do you think is Cade Cunningham a lock to be the first pick? Oh, sorry. Let me answer. So it's the Knicks is your answer to that question. Is Cade?
Well, how many teams get to compete? So 7 through 10.
9. The 8-9, it's the same thing as it was in the bubble. It's an 8-9 game.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think that it's going to be the Hornets and probably the Hornets and the Pacers will play each other.
Okay.
Or the Wizards.
I'm in on the Wizards. I'm not giving up on them.
I'm not either because they have Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook, who's just like he's ultimate competitor. Trae Young and the Hawks are like lost at sea, and the Bulls are playing kind of out of their minds.
They're playing way above their pay grade,
and they're two games under 500.
Yeah,
that's just because Billy Donovan's a really good coach.
Russell Westbrook is averaging a triple double pretty much again.
Yeah, he's great.
At what point, it's crazy how underappreciated he is. It's sad, honestly. He's going to retire, and we're going to be like, wow, that guy was unbelievable. Probably a top 25 basketball player of all time. And we just kind of shat on him
his whole career. I think like...
So what? He can't hit a three.
No, his bark is just bigger than his bite, though. From what he does... especially in games that have really mattered down the stretch in playoff games, because he's had clutch moments at the end of regular season games.
He's just not LeBron. He's just limited. And he's not KD, and he's not Steph, and he's not Kawhi. He's not those guys.
But when you win an MVP, you get put into this category of other players.
You shouldn't be, though, because Giannis is not that guy. And quite frankly, James Harden isn't either.
Yeah, but any day, I would take James Harden and Giannis over Russ any day.
Karl Malone wasn't Michael. And he wasn't Elijah Wan. But
even within there, Russell Westbrook is still... like, you can bash on James Harden and Giannis for not being...
Was Nash Kobe? Was Nash Dirk? Was Nash Duncan?
Well, I also think Nash had... he kind of got the potential of winning a finals ripped away from him by Robert Horry, who shoved...
Yes.
That the Suns should have won that series in 06.
But they didn't. And Nash, it's back-to-back game. There's like, yes, you are thrown in that tier, but there are different, there's tiers within tiers.
But I don't even, like those nobody. Teams that the Suns lost to were the Mavs, the Spurs, and the Lakers.
Exactly. Exactly.
Those Suns teams were better than any Russell Westbrook-led Thunder team without Kevin Durant.
Well, that they also had Stoudemire. And Marion, they had a better team overall.
Yeah, you have to have a better team. He had Paul George, and he had Paul George, who had a top five MVP season, voting wise. And that team was garbage in the first round. One of the worst first rounds I've ever seen.
They got blown by the
Blazers. They were terrible.
They got smacked by the Blazers.
Russell Westbrook looked like he had no idea what he was doing.
Yeah, they got shoved in a locker.
He's easy to game plan for.
He just got to keep him outside.
He's just got a Hall of Fame motor.
He's a great facilitator. He's good at everything for all intents and purposes. It's just he's kind of dinosauring out as far as the 3-point goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's trying to do too much. I mean, he hit one today that was pretty big against us. They still lost. I mean, Beal is more valuable than him at this point.
For sure. Yeah, but guys, it's averaging 30-plus points.
Yeah, leading the league in scoring, which is wild.
But I do think that this team is, like, they're both really great in late-game situations in the regular season. Westbrook's an elite competitor. Guys follow his way, right? They want to compete, too. And maybe a little bit of magic happens. I mean, they're all called the Wizards, so.
Where do you want to see Cade Cunningham go? He's the number one pick, right? Is there a question?
I think
at this point is Jaylen.
Look, people are really impressed with how Jaylen's been playing. He's tremendous, but he's a scorer, and Cade Cunningham is the Luka prototype.
He scored 42 in a college game.
He also like doesn't have a great three ball really, but he's been shooting pretty decently. He's been shooting better than we expected him to. He's, and unlike Luka, coming into the NBA, he's a really good defender. He's really, really
good.
Could
we get him to Detroit? I don't want him to go to Minnesota.
I don't think that...
Detroit would be... That, he could save Detroit.
Minnesota, we have to see what D'Lo, Cat,
and
Edwards as the third fiddle. We have to see what that looks like.
I think D'Lo is going to end up being the third fiddle.
No. I just think that the style of play of Edwards doesn't... Like, D'Lo has to have the ball
in
his hand.
Not this year, but eventually, if it comes to.
Yeah.
I think the...
Anthony Edwards is a great spot-up shooter, though.
He's good. He's really good.
He's not a point, is what I'm saying. All like, right. He shouldn't have the ball in his hands, and D'Lo has to have the ball in his hands. You want D'Lo and Cat running that pick-and-pop, pick-and-roll. You want Anthony Edwards as that third option where you can give him the ball and say, go, drive to the paint, do your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I want to see him in Detroit, or that's really the only place he can really end up, right?
I
mean,
I see Jalen in Sacramento.
It would be
bad
cool.
Teams.
It
to
would
get
be
revived.
Cool if who has the Rockets pick? Do they have their pick?
No, I think that's the Thunder.
The Thunder could end up with Cade Cunningham
and multiple of these guys.
A couple of them. They have
their
own
pick too.
They have their own pick, and then they have the.
Let me see. Let me double check it.
You're right. They have two in the top. Well, they have two. In the top, what will be 10 picks?
Yeah, I'll throw up someone's mock that they have lately. This was updated on, what's today's date?
Today's the 28th of February, but the listeners think it's the 1st of March.
Dude, what is happening with time? I am lost with time. It is happening so fast and so quickly. Well, no, I think the Rockets have their pick. I could be wrong.
The Thunder have someone's pick, though.
Right? That's what I thought. I thought the Thunder had someone's pick. We'll see. We'll get this going for you guys. Jalen Suggs, too, is a great option. The tournament's going to be huge for him. Minnesota, someone's going to take Evan Mobley, who I know you don't necessarily love, but I think he could be good in the right spot. Mm-hmm. The Magic may have a good option.
Rockets first round swap will play a critical role in OKC Thunder 2021 draft.
Oh yeah, they do. I'm looking at a draft now. I like this. This draft coming up is pretty good.
I really, really want him to go there.
Yeah, the Thunder.
That's where I would want him to go there with Shea.
Yeah.
Who is really developed as a 3-point shooter, leads the NBA in drives to the basket. He's just so crafty, and just to have like. Where before you didn't really think that would be a good pairing, right? Like guys that are, it's almost like Haliburton and then like lengthy Haliburton kind of, right? Like putting those two guys together. Obviously Shea's better than Haliburton, but he's also been playing longer in the NBA. But to have them together, I think would be really great. I think Cunningham's going to be like 36 minutes right off the bat, going to be basically the best player, if not the second best player on your team as soon as you start. And you want him to be.
Yeah.
He's not a guy like Edwards where I think like needs these other guys around him to elevate his game. He's there already.
I think there's a couple guys like that. I think Suggs. I think Suggs is at least a great point guard.
Yeah, Suggs is really, really good too. I almost wish that the Pistons hadn't taken Killian Hayes and they would take Jalen Suggs this next year. If Cunningham's there, they have to take him. I think any team,
he's
them,
the number one pick.
They have to take him.
He's the number one pick hands down. I don't think it's going to be. I don't think it's kind of a question.
I love Jalen Green, though.
Some teams may have to take Evan Mobley. The Pistons may have to be like, we have to take Evan Mobley.
Who's got a good jumper, too. I mean, he's got the size.
He's good. He's good. I know when we saw him, he wasn't.
He was bad.
But, like, BJ Boston was good, and he stinks right now.
Yeah.
He had a little bit of a hot streak, but he's been wildly. Is he going to stay?
Yeah. Boston
was
good.
Does he have to go?
He, I don't know. He'll be a lottery pick no matter what.
No, he won't, bro.
You don't think so?
No.
He'll be a first rounder no matter what.
Are you going to take him? There's a couple guys that are like older guys that are like solid.
Like
Kispert? Pretty good.
Yeah.
Both those kids on Tennessee, Johnson and Springer, they're going to get some looks.
Yeah. Jaden Springer?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Scotty Barnes?
Yeah. Out of Florida?
Yeah, Florida State. He's pretty
good. Oh, Florida State. Yeah,
he's
yeah.
He's long and he's like a long point guard.
Scotty Barnes is great.
Kuminga, obviously.
No, Barnes is nice.
He's Barnes, really nice.
Yeah, he's athletic.
He plays hard. He's like what Michael Carter Williams wishes he was.
Yes. That kid.
He's 2 inches taller than him.
Kid Moses Moody on Arkansas. He's solid.
There's a lot of guys.
And he could shoot. There's a lot of guys like that kid Booknight on UConn. Yep, people like. Yeah, people are into him.
Quinterly's a good. He's a sleeper. I'm looking out for him late in the draft.
Someone's gonna take Jalen Johnson and Zaire Williams. Both of them will go ahead of BJ Boston.
Of course.
And then Kispert.
Jalen Johnson's really good.
Yeah, that kid on LSU, Cameron Thomas, people are like kind of.
There's a lot of good players.
Like, I think this is another. Like, they need to expand.
Who's gonna pick my guy Charles Bassey? That guy's a beast.
He might be a second round pick, but I like him. Yeah. He's like he might
That's
be.
That's
like,
fine. I'll pick him in the second round. I'll be thrilled.
It might be like who won in the second round? That was like that Vernon Carey. He might be like one of those kind of guys.
He's way better than Vernon Carey.
Yeah, he's like Mitchell Robinson kind of esque. Like another like who was it? Wasn't he supposed to be Western Kentucky? Not like style of play, but like a guy. Like I'm saying in comparison, like under the radar, big. Who everyone's gonna be like? Who the hell is that? And he's gonna be solid.
He's a beast.
Yeah, he's
a body. He reminds me of.
He's what you need. You need one of him.
He reminds me of, but he's way bigger, of Patrick Young that played on Florida, who was like an absolute man child.
Man child. Yeah. He was big.
But he was, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot. I'm there's a lot of guys in college right now that I think could turn into good pros. Obviously, this is compared to last year, a way more highly touted draft class.
Yeah. Yeah, well, some good basketball talk.
Anything else?
We need to talk about sneakers.
Yeah, we do. Speaking of basketball,
we have some cool videos coming out for you guys. That one we shot one today. Do you like that? Do you like that kind of comedy? I love it. Out in the street. You know I like
Billy on the street.
You know I like causing a scene.
We didn't really cause a scene today though.
No, we didn't. We had fun.
Yeah,
it was nice to be out there in the sun shooting.
Well, you guys you'll have to check out the video too.
Oh, this is the best
to figure out. But it's a little thing we put together for eBay because we are sponsored by eBay as well. Whether rare, dead stock, or the latest release, find the exact shoe you are looking for at eBay because it is the original sneaker marketplace and the place to go to cop the pair you've been eyeing. And for sneaker sellers out there, eBay has limited selling fees on sneakers $100 or more, making it free to sell or flip your collection. So go to ebay.com/sneakers today. eBay, the world's best destination for discovering great value and unique selection.
Amazing. Before we let everyone go, we filmed that commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Our roommate, George.
Yes.
Helped us film.
Yes.
He and I have a deal.
Mm-hmm. Big sneaky.
George's grandmother today
was
receiving an award at the JCC or something like that.
Okay.
And they
That's
were
awesome.
Amazing. And they were doing a Zoom.
His grandmother or his mother?
His grandmother. Not Louise. His grandmother was receiving an award at the JCC.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing this honorary Zoom thing.
Yeah.
And he missed it.
Because he was shooting something?
Yeah, he forgot.
Was he concerned?
Yeah, he was concerned. We were driving in the car. No, we were driving home tonight in the car. He goes, fuck. I go, dude, what? He goes, fuck. I go, you're right. He goes, I missed my grandmother's awards show. And I was like, I'm sure she'll have another one.
Yeah. There was another awards show tonight. It was the Golden Globes.
I
watched a bit of it. Ted Lasso, sports related.
Have you watched that?
I've not seen the entire season. It's really funny, though. Jason Sudeikis won. He won one of the awards. I think best actor for comedy series or something like that.
I need to see who
his speech won. Was pretty terrible.
Really?
He just like didn't know what to say. He was like befuddled.
He's going like through some weird shit.
Yeah, it's a weird time for him.
His girl is like
with Harry Styles now.
Is that legit?
Yeah, I think so.
Jesus Christ!
They've worked together on some movie. So
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, but it was funny. He was like giving his speech, and it was quite long winded and. He basically could have turned his speech into a podcast. And Don Cheadle was one of the other nominees. And Don Cheadle, like on his Zoom, was like giving him the wrap it up motion. It was really funny. And
that's hilarious.
Sudeikis like, yep, Don, you're probably right. I should wrap this up. Speeches are not my strong suit. And then he was like, as my granddaddy used to say, or something like that. It was funny.
Is Nomadland that one?
Yeah, which is, it's about nomads in the United States. And Frances McDormand plays a nomad.
Was Riz Ahmed? Is he not going to win the Oscar? Is he going to go?
I don't know. We didn't watch the entire.
I loved what I saw.
He was great. Yeah.
We're
talking about Sound of Metal.
I need to rewatch Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. I wasn't fully in it.
When you watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Riz Ahmed, from what we saw, which we didn't put away the movie because we weren't entertained. It was really, really good. But it was getting late at night, so we paused.
We were all tired.
We paused it.
You didn't even want to commit to that. We just did. I have to watch all these.
I was watching it and I was like, does he have things in his ears that are like preventing sound from getting in? Because if he doesn't, some sort of, you know, like some sort of little like thing in his ear blocking some of the noise, to because he plays, for anyone who doesn't know, you watch 10 minutes into the movie, it's not a spoiler really, he becomes deaf.
He's a real talent.
He's quite good, but I just want to know if he has something in his ear that's preventing some sort of sound from getting in, to kind of like liken it to, you know, semi-deafness. If he doesn't, he probably should win an Oscar.
Yeah. Was the other
even
guy,
if he does, he should.
The other guy wasn't nominated?
I don't know. I want to like look up everyone that's in this movie because they're all just so fascinating.
The Sound of Metal guy. Like, that's what I was saying to someone. The other guy, the old guy.
Yeah.
Hasn't like been in anything. He was awesome.
He's really great. He's really great.
I hope he gets a chance. Leslie Odom Jr. is on fire right now, though. He's about to take over the world. Could Daniel Kaluuya be Bond?
Maybe. Yeah. It was such a... Okay, so really the only reason why I brought up the Golden Globes was because it was all like over Zoom, basically, and he won the first award, and he started giving a speech for like 15 seconds, and Laura Dern like introduced him and said that he won the award. Couldn't hear a word. Couldn't hear a word that he was saying. And she was like, I don't know what to do. And like they were like, And then finally like the audio cut back in and he basically like just said whatever he had already said. But it was awkward. Snafu.
He was so soft-spoken and nice when I met him.
Yeah, he was cool. He was like...
I want to see that movie so badly. That movie looks sick.
Yeah, I've heard really, really good things. I haven't watched it yet. There was one other thing I was going to mention.
You were talking to our friend Matt about the Hollywood Foreign Press got shit on.
Yeah, they got shit on because there's 100 people and there's no one in the...
There's no black people?
There's no black people.
Oh, come on.
None at all.
What are you doing? Like, yeah. How stupid do you have to be at this point?
I don't know.
It's what level of stupidity?
I feel like we've been talking about, at least the Oscars, inclusion for the last like 10 years.
And then you can't just do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't
do it because you have, like, do it because, like, you give people a fair shake. And, like, switch it up.
I mean, you would think that the foreign press has a lot of diverse opinions, but clearly. They don't. I don't know. There was a lot of like hubbub early on about the nominees and the fact that Emily in Paris was nominated and I May Destroy You, which is an HBO show that's highly praised by a black creator whose name is escaping me right now. So didn't get nominated and everyone was like in an uproar about it.
She deserved to be?
Yeah. And then Lily Collins was like, everyone's like ripping me, like this is so unfair, like why can't we just celebrate the work? And it's like, you're Phil Collins' daughter, it's like, okay, it's gonna be okay.
Yeah,
your dad did the soundtrack for Tarzan, it's gonna be okay.
Yeah, you're fine. It's also Genesis. I mean, like,
love that soundtrack. Great soundtrack. One of the best.
Do people, have you not learned, has nobody learned?
I don't know. We're learning. Everyone's
at their own pace,
I guess.
And there is really only one pace. Anyways,
I can't remember what I was going to say, though. There's something that I was going to say that was funny. But it's escaping me.
Yeah.
Jason Sudeikis had a nice mustache.
Oh, yeah. He's
a fantastic.
Fuck Olivia Wilde. I stand Sudeikis until I find out that he did something.
Well, I don't think nothing bad. They just split up.
I know, but.
She didn't do anything wrong.
I know, but I stand Sudeikis. I'm Team Sudeikis.
Just Team Sudeikis?
And I like Olivia Wilde.
Yeah, she's great in House.
And I don't necessarily blame her for going to Harry Styles either, because it's Harry Styles. But
yeah.
You just root for love, is all I'm saying. Yeah. That's why. Speaking of rooting for love, fans out there, drag both feet and bounce, swing on a full count, rip that puck, hit that putt at your PKs because they free and hit your free throws. Why, guys?
Because they're free. Especially the University of Texas basketball team. Please hit your free throws.
Yes.
We sitting here like I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice.
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes! High fly ball in the right field. She is gone!
Play clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Rebound box. Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang! Tie game!
Gives it to Jenkins for the championship.
He's going for the corner. He's got it.
Bases loaded. Two out.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.